Willie, thank you very much indeed for that introduction, and it's a great pleasure to see this event taking place after all the hard work from Chris and the staff at the Commission. But it's particularly, I think, a really good time to have so many specialists from all over the world, people who've travelled as far as China, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, Finland, and across the European Union, because actually this whole issue of skills, jobs, and growth is really a global issue. It's particularly a global issue in the United Kingdom, which it has to be one of the most open economies in the world, and many of the issues that are being referred to make it absolutely important that we have the right skills, the right time to allow people to be employable, to make it an attractive place to invest. And this is a similar issue in much of the world, certainly in the slower-growing Western world, and even in the fast-growing world of the East. It is and remains an issue everywhere. And I think that's why it is so important to understand it. The whole system we work on, I understand there's something like 45 million jobs a year have got to be created over the next decade to deal with people coming through the system. Youth unemployment is a real issue. 20% in the United Kingdom, the United States, 40% in Spain, 55% in the Middle East. It really is an unacceptable situation for society. And I think business increasingly realizes, although we probably face, whatever the reasons that caused it, a period of slow growth, a period with difficulty in financing, particularly for SMEs, where the growth of employment must come, that it is critical that business really leads in the sense of providing opportunities, work experience, apprenticeships, internships, that allows young people to get experience, to develop the employability skills that actually will help to allow the economies around the world to grow in a way that brings people back to work and allows some of these massive deficits that we've established in the last year or two to be reduced while trying to reduce the very high levels of unemployment. And I think that's what we've tried to do between the Commission Employment Skills to look at 2020. These things aren't capable of being fixed overnight, but it's critical to understand and to learn from best practice and to move forward. I think, therefore, having such a forum with these kind of ideas and exchanging best practice is really, really important, because none of us can live outside the global economy as it actually exists. We must be able to, in whatever position we're in, provide the necessary resources and skill for the supply chains, for the demands from consumers, from the demands for inward investors, to enable to retain domestic investors, and all of that, I think, is fundamental and critical. And that's why I'm so delighted not only that this conference has been established here in London, we're able to exchange the theory today and maybe some practical issues tomorrow, but also to cement some ventures and some alliances that we think could really help us here in the United Kingdom with the Commission for Employment and Skills. And one of those has been mentioned is Skills Australia. Therefore, we're very delighted, I think, Chris, to be able to celebrate that by signing that agreement now, that memorandum now.